Our CBS polling shows the president's approval rating in the economy has dipped to 38%, the lowest of this term. 75% of those polled say he's not focusing enough on lowering prices. But the president said this week Democrats are making it up and, quote, every price is down. I'm sure you know the consumer price index showed grocery prices are up nearly 3% in September
from a year ago.
Do you dispute that?
I just make a point. If you look at the real reduction in spending power for Americans under Joe Biden, then it went down about $3,000 because we had up to 9% inflation, and then they went to the grocery store. They couldn't buy the things they're used to buying. The real spending power adjusted for inflation under President Trump has gone up about $1,200 so far this year. $1,200 is not $3,000. And so people are right to feel stretched, but we're making progress. And if you look at all the things, the positive things about the economy, industrial production just about at an all-time high, capital spending about at an all-time high, GDP growth right now about 4%, then that shows that the income growth that we need to get it more affordability is on the path to happening. And the bottom line is that the last consumer price index surprised down. It was lower than expected. And it was actually would have even been lower than that because there was a refinery shutdown that caused it to go slightly higher. So we see inflation under control and the economy booming. But we understand 100% why people are still hurting because we haven't made up all the room that was lost under Joe Biden.
So are you comfortable with 3% inflation?
I'm comfortable with 2% inflation.
So no, you're not happy where things are now.
Well, they're going to go down a little bit more. But the point is that inflation is like the Queen Mary, my friend Alan Greenspan used to say. And so when you go from the almost 4% that we had in January down to the mid-2s, then that's a trajectory that usually has momentum.